Speaking at an event in Juba over the weekend, Michael McQuay says repatriation of refugees and drafting of a permanent constitution should not be tied to the upcoming elections in December 2024. His latest statement contradicts some provisions in the 2018 peace agreement. McQuay argues that the current national parliament, made up of appointed MPs, is not capable of approving a people-based constitution.
We can run elections with the current constitution. And then the elected body will be called a constituent assembly, a parliament that will come and write the constitution. After all, if we talk today of going for the current parliament to write the constitution, whom do they represent? This appointed parliament does not represent the will of the people of South Sudan.
The government spokesman says some political parties are using some provisions of the peace deal as a pretext to boycott elections and demand another extension of the transitional period.
Because they are sure that if we go for elections, they will not come back. So the best way is just to continue with the series of extensions.
Albino Boldiu, South Sudan's Minister of Youth and Sports, accuses Sudan's People Liberation Movement in opposition, or SPLMIO, of calling for a fresh extension of the transitional period.
We heard Riek Machar's speech recently. He said he doesn't want elections. He said he wants a more extended period of 24 months, which is 2 years. This means, seeing we achieved independence as a nation, we have been going through transition to transition to transition. But for how long? As a minister of youth, we do not need more war. We need elections.
Pok Bot Baluang, SPLMIO Director for Communication, says the SPLMIO under First Vice President Riek Machar is ready for elections. He says elections should be held as stipulated in the 2018 Revitalized Peace Agreement and the roadmap for ending the transitional period.
We are not for another extension. However, what we are calling for now, they are not coming from out of space. This is all I'm mentioning that we are calling for the implementation of the peace agreement in letter and spirit, and especially the Brexit leading to a fair, credible, and transparent election.
Baluang insists a constitution is a vital requirement for holding elections and establishing a democratically elected government after 2024.
A constitution that we have now, it is the incorporation of the agreement. The agreement whereby it has chapter one indicates in the government we will have 550 members of the transitional legislative assembly. A government that will have a president, a first vice president, and another four presidents. We need a permanent constitution whereby the term of the president and in the office and the other elected positions.
Presidential hopeful Peter Mayen Majungdit, the leader of the People's Liberal Party and the head of the opposition coalition, other political parties, says it is possible to hold elections in 2024.
I think that there's a middle way to go about it. The middle way to go about it is that we can enact an act between now, can be drafted by the means of justice and then come to the cabinet and then come very fast. The act can basically that we can hold the two elections, the presidential elections and gubernatorial elections. And there will also be an election towards legislators.
South Sudan is left with about 14 months to prepare for elections in December 2024. For VOA News, I'm Anyang David Mayer in Juba.